Quiet Mind, Day 79, The Joy Beneath It All. Real happiness doesn't come from stuff, it comes from presence. Negativity has become humanity's favorite background noise. It hums beneath traffic jams, echoes through social media, and even sours birthday parties with unspoken tension. It's not just a problem in places where people struggle to survive, it's even worse where people have everything. Why? Because comfort can lead to a bigger trap. Total identification with form. What you have, what happens, how you're perceived, that's ego's domain. We've been sold the lie that happiness comes from things going our way. But what happens is the most unstable thing in the universe. It's like trying to ride a roller coaster while balancing a glass bottle. People see the present moment as either damaged by the past or lacking something from the future. And so they miss the secret. The moment itself is always perfect. Underneath the surface. The joy you're looking for doesn't come through things. It is already there, flowing from the formless dimension within you, and it's the only happiness that doesn't expire. Ego, of course, hates this. It's obsessed with maintaining its image, me, the story, the mask. When it feels threatened, when criticized, ignored, or embarrassed, it launches a defense mission. Argue, justify, puff up. Lash out. It'll do anything to patch up its sense of self. That's why even a tiny insult can trigger disproportionate rage. Most people are like walking PR teams for their egos, ready to spin every moment to protect the brand of me. So here's a radical spiritual practice. Let your ego get bruised and do nothing. Let someone criticize you. Let someone roll their eyes. Let your name not be mentioned in the group chat. Just allow it. Sit in the discomfort. You'll feel like you're shrinking at first, but then something amazing happens. An inner spaciousness opens, a stillness. You realize you haven't been diminished, you've expanded. When you stop defending your identity, something deeper emerges. That deeper self doesn't need applause or vindication, it's already whole. Now, this isn't an invitation to become a doormat or tolerate abuse. You can still say no. But when that no comes from presence instead of ego, it's powerful without being reactive. It's firm, clear, and without poison. Another powerful practice, skip the spotlight. Let yourself blend into the crowd. Refrain from giving your opinion every time. Resist the urge to impress. Be nobody. Ego sees this as weakness, but real strength lives there. It's not in the mountain standing tall. It's in the valley, deep and vast, supporting everything quietly. Look at the night sky. What do you see? Stars, planets, galaxies. But what holds them? Space. Silent, invisible, limitless space. And if you get still enough, you realize that space out there matches the space within. You don't see space, but you sense it. Not with your eyes, but with your awareness. That awareness is who you really are. It's the container for all your thoughts, emotions, and experiences. Just like space is the container for stars. The awe you feel gazing into the universe is your inner being recognizing itself. Space isn't something, it's no thing. You can't touch it, measure it, or label it without misunderstanding it, but you can become aware of it. When your senses meet nothing, when there's silence instead of sound, you glimpse the formless dimension. That formlessness is where presence lives. It's what you are, underneath the swirl of thoughts and stories. We're meant to dance between form and formlessness. Between the world of doing and the stillness of being. But most people are stuck in form, chasing validation, drama, and distractions. They've forgotten the silent half of life. That's why they feel unbalanced, anxious, and trapped in ego. The cure isn't more stuff or more noise, it's rediscovering space, becoming still, letting go. Because the vastness you see in the stars isn't just out there, it's in you.